So according to Kabbalah and Chassidus, there'll be eternal life. Why now isn't there eternal life? And when Mashiach will come, there will be eternal life. The Rebbe spoke about this in the Kuntra Sinyana Shel Teres HaChassidus. Somewhere in that Sikha, the Rebbe explains only of Chassidus, which is Mashiach, which is the level of Yechid. And the Rebbe explains the reason why there will be eternal life is because there's different levels of life, right? Chassidus discusses there's a level of life that's Chai Lahachios. I don't remember exactly the words the Rebbe uses, but we know in general Chassidus says is a level of life that gives life to others. And this Chai Be'etzem, something that's essentially alive. Not that his life is that he gets life from something else, but is the Etzem Achai, so to say, the essence of life. You could have one thing is sustaining something else, but that thing, so to say, it's just a Hispashtus Achai. It's not the essence of life. It's how one thing is getting Chai from something higher than him. When Mashiach will come, you'll have the neshama, the etzem, a chayis of the neshama will be, the essential life of the neshama will be enclosed in the body. Meaning that now, how much of the neshama is mechaya de guf, a lower level of the neshama, so to say. That's a level of the neshama that's mechaya de guf, that type of chayis, that type of life could eventually stop. But the chayis of the neshama, the essential, the etzem of the chayis, the essence of the life of the neshama gets revealed in the body, so to say. That's essential life. Nothing can stop that. It's not shaykh in that any stop, any disintegration, and so on and so forth. Now, ma'aseh zazei, the truth is that there's another third component here which puts together which puts everything together. And to explain that, I'll first bring, there's a medrash that says, it's a medrash rabba. Medrash says in Pashas Bereishis, Pasuk says, Eibishter Vayipach Bapav Nishmas Chaim, right? Eibishter Blu into Adam Rishon and Neshama. So the Medrash says that in this world, in other words, now, the Neshama was given into a person, Beneficha, Eibishter, so to say, blew it. So that's why there's death. But it says, La'asalav, Mashiach will come, it says, Benesina. The Pasuk says, Vasruchi etim b'kir b'chem, I will give my spirit into you. It doesn't say, I will give, it means it's coming from, the way Chassidus explains also, it's coming from a higher place. So therefore there won't be death. Chassidic terminology, it says that the nesina that is given is coming from the level of Yechida. There's another medrash which explains this, which is a little connected, which explains it, makes it more understood. The medrash in Abba also, at the end of Parshas Noach, it says that in this world, the neshama was only spread into one part of the person's body. Farshim say it's the mind, it's the heart. It says, La'asid lavoi obiha nevzekes b'chol haguf. It will spread out throughout the whole body. Like it says, Vasruchi etim b'kir b'chem. I'll give my spirit into you. I'll give you a new spirit. I'll put my spirit into you. It'll be completely part of you. So the idea in simple English is like this. The neshama has the koyach to give chayis, right? The way the connection of the neshama and the guf right now is that, so to say, the guf itself is not 100%. Obviously, the guf has to be a keli for the neshama. The guf has, but the neshama, you know, the neshama comes from the Eibush, is pure. The guf is the guf. The guf has its own desires. It has its own wants. Is the guf and the neshama really one? Not exactly. They're usually in a fight most of the time, where there's the neshama gives life to Nefesh HaBam, which gives life to the guf. So the neshama is not completely merged with the guf. So in this world, the neshama manifested itself, as Altareba writes in Tanya, that the neshama manifests itself in the brain, in the halal hayimani, in the right ventricle of the heart. There's the whole body. One with the neshama, there's a long way to go. When Mashiach will come, the whole body, the whole guf will be a complete keli for the neshama. The neshama and the guf won't be in a fight. So in such a case, there'll be nothing in the guf that will... It's not as if the neshama has to remain a few steps away from the guf, and you know it has some type of headquarters that it's sending in, it's connecting itself to. But there, the whole neshama, the way it is, will be able to be manifest in the guf. The guf will be completely merged in one with the neshama. In such a case, there will be nothing that will be able to separate the two. Right? The guf and the neshama, when the guf is made, the guf itself becomes on the level of the neshama, so to say, if you want to put it in those words, or you want to put it in other words, the guf becomes a complete vessel for the neshama, there'll be eternal life.